Understand the fundamentals of capitalism. Free markets are effective because they allow freedom to flourish. Capitalism with minimal government interference offers the best solutions for issues like poverty, environmental degradation, immigration challenges, high energy prices, and the healthcare crisis. These problems are often worsened by poorly thought-out regulations imposed by politicians. The problems we're talking about are rooted in economics. Poverty is about how wealth is shared. Capitalism, by creating wealth, has the potential to reduce poverty. Environmental degradation involves property rights. People take care of what they own but often neglect and harm what they don't. Capitalism can promote conservation by emphasizing the importance of property ownership. Understand economics. Economics is about studying how people behave, not just what they should do. Economic theories are based on what we observe happening in the real world. The main things we look at are supply and demand. Prices play a crucial role in capitalism by deciding how limited resources get used. Value isn't fixed, it changes depending on supply and demand. Pareto's law, or the 80-20 principle, reveals that in economics, 80% of outcomes often stem from just 20% of causes. For example, in business, the majority of revenue comes from a small fraction of customers and a small group of patients accounts for the majority of healthcare costs. Trickle-down economics suggests that by empowering the top 20% of earners to invest and spend freely, the benefits will spread throughout society. However, in democratic societies, the majority of voters tend to support redistributive policies aimed at taxing the wealthiest 20%, believing this promotes fairness. Nonetheless, such actions can disrupt markets and potentially reduce overall prosperity, illustrating the complex interactions between wealth distribution and economic outcomes. Market-driven solutions can address the energy crisis efficiently. The world isn't facing a true oil shortage. In fact, countries like the US, Venezuela, and Canada possess more fossil fuel reserves than Saudi Arabia. The real issue lies in the scarcity of easily accessible and cheap oil. Most of these reserves are in the form of tar sands, coal, and oil shale, which are costly to convert into usable oil, only becoming economically viable when oil prices exceed around $20 per barrel, adjusted for inflation. This scenario echoes the so-called energy crisis of the mid-1970s, when soaring oil prices spurred the discovery and exploitation of new reserves, eventually leading to a market surplus that drove prices back down. The United States has made its energy problems worse by meddling in energy markets. Trying to become self-sufficient in oil doesn't make sense when foreign oil is cheaper. It would be smarter to use the cheap foreign oil now and save our domestic reserves for later when oil becomes more expensive. Capitalism can help solve environmental problems. There's a lot of concern about pollution and global warming these days. Here's the issue: industries burning fossil fuels contribute to global warming. More industries mean more fossil fuels burn, making the earth warmer. The solution seems simple: reduce industry to cut fossil fuel use and cool down the planet. But here's the catch. More industry means more economic growth and less poverty. Is it right to slow down this growth and push billions into poverty just to make the world a bit cooler? Today's environmental issues often arise from what's known as the tragedy of the commons. In medieval England, villagers could freely graze their animals on public land, leading to overgrazing and the degradation of shared resources. Enclosing these lands and assigning private ownership improved land management, sparking societal changes like the rise of landlords and urbanization. This historical lesson could be applied to contemporary problems like overfishing, suggesting that individual responsibility and better resource management are key to addressing today's environmental challenges. Free trade and immigration benefit nearly everyone. Free trade in the United States is rooted in the Constitution. The American Revolution was largely fought for the freedom to trade. The advantages of free trade include: specialization is efficient as countries focus on what they do best. Industries can grow where conditions like climate, logistics, and resources are favorable. Competition in open markets drives technological progress. Consumers benefit from lower prices due to efficient foreign production. Economic studies strongly show that free trade is advantageous for America overall. However, there's a different story at the individual level. While society gains greatly from free trade, certain industries and workers may face job losses. This can make the benefits less clear to individuals affected by these losses, who often speak up loudly. Consequently, politicians, aiming to please these affected individuals, might go against economic wisdom and restrict trade to prevent such harm. Immigration in American history. Immigrants have always been drawn to the United States for economic opportunities and a chance at prosperity, much like they are today. Throughout American history, immigration has been a contentious issue. In the mid-1800s, the Know Nothing political party targeted Irish Catholic immigrants, while the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882 marked the first significant restriction on Asian immigration. Post-World War I, immigration was drastically curtailed due to labor shortages, though policies eventually eased to address workforce demands. The United States often tries to restrict immigration, but this conflicts with economic reality. Companies in the U.S. rely on immigrants to fill essential jobs, forming a straightforward supply and demand relationship. Trying to regulate this market with restrictions is unnecessary. Furthermore, limiting immigration won't necessarily protect domestic jobs. If immigrants can't come to the U.S., companies may simply outsource jobs to the immigrants' home countries. Ultimately, welcoming immigrants benefits everyone as they increase productivity, educate their children, and become valuable contributors to the American economy, much like previous generations of immigrants. Capitalism encourages innovation and economic growth. Innovation and investment have shaped our modern economy, not in isolation, but through interconnected advancements. Financial innovations like investment trusts made it feasible for average earners to pool savings and invest in varied assets. This, in turn, provided entrepreneurs and inventors with vital capital while giving investors the chance to benefit from new ideas. Capitalism operates as a dynamic force where investment responds to potential profits. Wealthy individuals' spending and investing create markets and opportunities for those with less. Adam Smith's notion that individuals pursuing self-interest can collectively benefit from an invisible hand rings true in this context. Low taxes are the least harmful form of taxation. Taxes in the United States absorb a significant portion of people's incomes, with the average person working for months just to meet their tax obligations. The wealthiest individuals spend nearly half a year solely to cover their taxes. Although the rich contribute the most due to their higher incomes, the tax system is widely considered unfair and overly complex. This complexity fuels an industry of accountants and tax lawyers whose work, while lucrative, is viewed as economically unproductive. Advocates of capitalism propose a solution: simplify taxes, keep them consistent, and lower overall rates to stimulate economic activity by empowering individuals to retain more of their earnings for spending and investment purposes. Privatize the market, minimize government intervention. In a free market, price fluctuations play a vital role in ensuring efficiency. However, government interference often disrupts this natural process, causing harm to society. Take the example of price gouging after a disaster. When entrepreneurs rush in to provide essential goods like tools and fuel in high demand but in short supply, they charge higher prices. This might seem unfair, but it serves a purpose. Higher prices attract more suppliers, leading to increased availability of goods until prices stabilize. Ultimately, this market mechanism benefits disaster-stricken communities by ensuring a more efficient distribution of resources. Advocates argue against price controls, particularly during emergencies like preventing price gouging, asserting that they ultimately harm the economy. Similarly, they criticize regulators for potentially exacerbating problems when pursuing companies for antitrust violations. Monopolies, aside from government-controlled ones, are seen as inherently unstable, typically giving way to stronger competitors. Antitrust laws, aimed at curbing monopolies, can inadvertently stifle healthy competition by shielding weaker players from stronger ones. Thus, proponents suggest that politicians and regulators should take a more hands-off approach, allowing market forces to drive innovation and competition and ultimately benefit consumers. Market forces manage healthcare costs. Universal healthcare sounds great, but making it affordable is tough. In Europe, governments struggle to pay for their universal health systems. When healthcare is made cheaper, it often means it's not available to everyone. Certain medical conditions or groups of people might not get covered to keep costs down for most folks. Sadly, cheap healthcare usually means lower quality. America has long grappled with the challenge of achieving universal, affordable, and high-quality healthcare, with multiple presidents, including Theodore Roosevelt, Franklin D. Roosevelt, Harry S. Truman, Lyndon B. Johnson, Richard M. Nixon, Jimmy Carter, and Bill Clinton, attempting and falling short. The core issue is that expanding healthcare for some often means taking resources from others. The root of the problem lies in government policies that disrupt the market. A promising solution can be found in the Federal Employee Health Benefits Program, where government employees can choose from various health plans, paying a quarter of the cost while the government covers the rest, maintaining competitive pricing and ensuring reasonable costs with relatively high quality. Prepare for your own retirement savings. The American Social Security system faces a significant challenge as it operates more like welfare than a true retirement plan, transferring funds from workers to retirees. Demographic shifts, with retirees soon outnumbering workers, make the system unsustainable. It's crucial to reconsider retirement strategies, encouraging individuals to save independently rather than relying solely on government support, which offers more freedom and creates new opportunities for personal financial management. Responsibility for the real estate bubble. Who's at fault? The economic bubble of the early 21st century in America, which led to a severe recession, was fueled by risky debt and speculation in real estate encouraged by administrations, the Federal Reserve, Wall Street, and credit rating agencies. When the economy collapsed, policymakers turned to Keynesian economics, promoting increased spending and discouraging saving through government intervention, even though these policies had initially contributed to the bubble. The remedy, it is argued, lies not in further intervention but in returning to capitalist principles, market discipline, and individual freedom, which were undermined by loose monetary policies and excessive regulations that distorted the economy. Key points. 1. Capitalism supports growth and innovation with free markets and minimal government interference. 2. Market solutions efficiently address energy and environmental challenges. 3. Immigration and free trade benefit society overall, despite individual job impacts. 4. Economic principles like supply and demand drive market efficiency and resource allocation. 5. Simplifying taxes and reducing government intervention can stimulate economic activity. 6. Healthcare costs can be managed effectively through market forces and competitive pricing. 7. Personal retirement savings offer more freedom and sustainability than relying solely on government support.